He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. How's everyone doing? Well, it's the middle of September, as we all know, and the time is just blowing by. I have been doing quite a bit of traveling the last 2 weeks, but everything's working well. We have some very cool announcements that I'll be telling you in about 5 minutes or so, and you'll want to stay tuned for that. Some cool stuff happening here. We are on show 320, and as you know, we come up with a new show every Thursday evening, and we welcome all our viewers in 172 countries around the world, so thank you very much for that. If you're new to The Gadget Professor, it's real easy to tune into the show. Just go to The Gadget Professor Show, and right there you will see our Gadget Professor page. That's www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch all the shows from there. We're also on iTunes and pretty much every glass surface that there is. So we have a cool review today, and the gadget of the day is actually some earbuds, and these things are really, really cool. Take a quick peek on camera too, and these are the let's get rid of this here. These are the Optium wireless Bluetooth earbuds, and these things are really, really something. If we take a look at the their webpage here, you will see that these are the True Blue, as I call them, True Blue, True Wireless Earbuds Optium Wireless Stereo Dual 4.2 Bluetooth. That's the latest Bluetooth. These things have a built-in microphone, a charging case, they're noise canceling, and they fit really nice in your ears, and they're also good for the iPhone as well as the Droid operating system. So let's take a look at these things. They're quite unique, and they have a couple features that I actually really like, not to mention that these fit really nice and sound awesome. They're one of the better headsets, you know, earbud sets that I've used, and you know, while I'm on the quality issue, these things are just silky smooth. The sound, the bass is fantastic, the separation, which sometimes is not too good when you're using Bluetooth, but you can distinctly hear the left from the right channel, and if you listen to some music, particularly concert music, classical music, I like the Rolling Stones myself. Man, does it sound good. I mean, really good. And that combined with the comfortable fit and the price, these things are real winners. So let's take a close-up and see what they have. One thing that's immediately noticeable is they come in this little case, and this is a plastic case, and you might say, oh, big deal, it's a case, but not really. This is a charging case. On the back, if you'll notice here, there's actually a jack, if you will, that you actually put the charging cable in, and let's do that. So the charging cable, which comes with it, goes right here, and of course that's your USB. So this is how you charge the headphones up, the earbuds up. So I'll remove this charging wire. Now here's the part that I really like. The case opens up nice and easy like so, and there's your two buds right there. The left one like so, and the right one. Now here's the thing that I really like about this. I don't know if you could see, but right here you'll see these two prongs, one there and there's a set of prongs there, and if you look on the headset, the actual earbud, you'll see that there's two wire tips there, and also on the other one, and this is what actually charges the device. Now this is very cool. What I like about this is they fit, they're just molded to perfection, and they just fit so nicely in there. They definitely make contact when you put them in, and that's how they go, like so. And what's nice about this is that this charger, this is actually a power pack. You can't really charge other devices on this, but this will retain a charge, and when you put these earbuds back in, they will charge up. And this is a really handy device because you could take it with you, charge this up. It takes about 2 hours to charge this up. It takes about 2 hours to charge these devices up too. So once this is charged, you can use these up. They last for about 10 hours. That's what they're telling me. I haven't had them on for 10 hours. I've had them on for 5 hours and they work really well. They take very little power, I can tell you that. But after these are dissipated with the charge, you don't need the connector wire. You can actually put them back in the case really nice and easy right there, and they will charge themselves up. And if you watch real quick, you may see a red light light up. There it is. You can see the red light light up, and that means that they're charging, and this will charge them up multiple times. It's really a cool device. And again, these only stayed on for a second. The red charge is on now, you can see that. But in a second or two, they will go off because they recharge themselves, and they're always fresh to use. So I really like that option a lot. Now, another thing that's very neat about these is they pair up instantly. And the way you do that on the front of these, let's take a look on camera too. You can see the two buttons here, one on each side. Let's pull these back. So you see the two buttons. So what you do is you're basically going to hold these down, both buttons down. I hold them down for 3 seconds. One, two, three, and one for good luck. And now you'll see that they are blinking. And one's going to blink red and blue, or actually red when it's ready. And one will blink solid blue. And when they are ready, you actually can power these up just by going to your device, putting the Bluetooth on, and these will immediately come up. You don't need a passcode, at least I didn't. I paired these up with my iPhone, and boy, do they sound good. Now, the other thing that's kind of crazy, and a lot of the earbuds are doing this now, and it makes a lot of sense for most people, except for me. I'll tell you why in a second. Okay, so let's take a look at how these actually fit. And as I said, they fit quite comfortably. One goes in the ear like so, one goes in the ear like so. And I gotta tell you, it's a very comfortable fit. They're not heavy. In about 2 minutes, you forget you have them on. And I must say, they're very fashionable, very fashionable. So I know that you're gonna love these, and they do a good job of sealing your ear, and you can't hear much extraneous noise. They are probably one of the most comfortable ear sets like this that I've ever used, again, because of that rubber piece here and just the material that they used. They're very comfortable, and they're very high fidelity. I hear no scratching, no pops, no clicks. The fidelity is excellent. As I mentioned before, maybe I didn't, but if you're listening to any kind of classical music, they sound fantastic. I listened to the Rolling Stones tracks, and I heard things I never heard before using these. So again, the fidelity is quite good. Now let's take a look at the website. And I think you're going to be amazed at the price of these things. Here's the website, at least on Amazon. They're $26. So for $26, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anything that's as good as this. Again, they pair quite easily. They feel great. They sound great. They don't fall out of your ear. They're sweat-resistant, which is huge for me. I actually went hiking with these, sweated up a storm, and they just cleaned up really nice. And again, not a blip in the sound whatsoever. The ability to have your own charger, if you will, is very very ingenious. I mean, obviously, by using the set pins, and I think you can see those. Let's go on camera one here. I'm going to try to move in close. Let's see. And let's go camera two. I think you're going to get a better shot. But again, you can see the pins right there. And they work real well, the charging system. And the ability for this to be its own charger, so after you use them for 10 hours, you put them back in the case. You can't put them in wrong. You're guaranteed to charge up. And you're going to recharge them again for another 10 hours. So it's an amazing piece of machinery for $26. I don't think that you're going to be unhappy with them. And definitely check them out. And if you're a Prime member, you're going to get these in 2 days with free shipping. So I really enjoyed them, and I think that you'll like them too. For $26, let me know if you found something better with the set of wireless Bluetooth earbuds that are better than this. I'd like to know that. That's how good they were. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day. But Before we do that, I do have some announcements to make. As you may or may not know, CES is right around the corner, and that is in Vegas every year. And this year, CES is from January 9th to January 12th. If you don't know what CES is, it's the Consumer Electronics Show, and it is held every year in Vegas. It's the largest exhibit trade show in the world, and it has been for many, many consecutive years. And pretty much everything that's done in consumer electronics will be at CES, so you'll get to try it out. It's closed to the public. It's by invitation only, and I must tell you that Vegas just fills right up. Every hotel, every room is filled. Every ballroom, every meeting room is filled. A lot of the companies have suites. They wine you, they dine you, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun, and you see some crazy things. I am very pleased to announce that I was just notified, actually yesterday, that I have been invited back for, I think, my seventh year in a row to run my Gadget Professor show, where we do right from the showroom floor. We do interviews every 15 minutes with a new company. So that's a lot of fun, and I was delighted to be invited back again. And usually it's a last minute thing, but this year I was very fortunate, and a company called LiveU has invited me to be a guest host and host their Facebook page and their website, and actually do a ton of interviews for them right from the showroom floor at CES. So I'm very honored to have LiveU as a sponsor and a supporter of the Gadget Professor Show. For me, it's a real honor, and they are certainly able to hire whoever they want. So I appreciate the confidence vote from the folks at LiveU. Thank you very much. And stay tuned. We'll tell you a lot more about what's coming up at CES. All right, let's get into some apps. The first app is a very cool app. This is called Signal Private Messenger, and Signal Private Messenger is available for both the Droid operating system and the iOS, and this will keep your chats totally private. So if you're using SMS or some other type of messenger and you want to make sure that what you're talking about, what you're texting back and forth, is 100% private, this is why you would use this particular Signal Private Messenger. Using Signal, you can communicate instantly while avoiding SMS fees. You can create groups so that you can chat in real time with all your friends at once and share media or attachments with complete privacy. Their server never keeps any of your communications and never stores any of your data, because it's not recorded right off the shoot. So if you're concerned about privacy, that may be a Signal Private Messenger may be a very good app for you to go to. Now, you know that I always talk about to-do lists, and I'm always looking for the best to-do list, and I must have tried 50 or 60 of these things. I don't know what it is, but I've never found a list that makes me get things done better or less better, but some of them are easier to use than others. I had an audio one where you just talk into it, and I kind of like that one, and this one came up. It's called Anydo to-do list. This is a calendar, reminders, and planner. This is actually quite nice. There's over 20 million people that are using it, so I figured I got to try it out, and actually it is pretty good. This will keep things under control. It will do a to-do list. It has calendars, reminders, daily planners, all in one app, and it works real well. I am going to give it a little bit more time before I give it 100% recommendation. So far, it's good and it's free, but I think they do have paid versions. So if you're into the to-do lists, you may want to check that out. Now, this next app is a lot of fun. It's put out by 53, and it's called 53 Papers, but this is a unique app. There's no question about it, and this works only with the iPhone, the iOS system, and this is for ideas of all sizes. It's Apple's new iPad Pro only stylus, can't measure up to 53 writing implement, so this is in a class by itself. This works with the iPhone, the iPad, and pretty much every iOS operating system. You purchase, the app is free, but you purchase the actual stylus, if you will, and there's a bunch of different styluses. Now, what's neat about this, and if you have an Apple Pro, tablet. This is really cool because you can do surface pressure. The stylus itself is much thicker than the pen that you would buy. I like this a lot better. And it also has an eraser on the back of it, which I think is just fabulous because I erase more. I make more mistakes than I do not make mistakes or whatever. But you can do some really crazy things with this. And it's made out of wood. The body is very comfortable. The pens are a tad pricey, but you're not going to buy a ton of them. They run from $29 to $60, and they come in all sizes, shapes, and colors. You can even buy a real good one that's refurbished for $29. The $59 one would be half price, but check these out. There's a ton of different styluses out there, and you also can buy pencil erasers too if you wear your eraser down. I mean, you got to be kidding me, but any way they can get you to spend money, they do. They have nice pen holders, pencil holders, so there's a lot of interesting styluses that you can use with the Pencil Stylus app. So check this out if you're an artist or do a lot of things where you need to use your hand to create. It works really well, and the only thing that it's not that annoying, but again, if you want something that's quality, you're going to have to pay for it. These styluses are well worth the money. They feel good. It's not like that little teeny pencil. They actually do more, and I think you'll be very happy with it. Now, the next app is only for the iOS operating system, excuse me, and it's called Infuse Pro. And if you've ever been on a plane, okay, and try to listen to a, watch a movie only to find out that it's an MKV format or some bizarre format, and you get this message, sorry, it's not a format that the your iPhone or your tablet will play. You want to pull your hair out and jump out of the plane. Maybe not that bad, but this app will take care of that. This pretty much plays any format. It's going to set you back about $13, but again, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a an app that's going to play all formats on the iOS operating system. Ignite your video content with Infuse, a beautiful way to watch almost any video format on your iPhone, your iPad, and your Apple TV. There's no need anymore to convert files. No more converting. I love that. Infuse is optimized for iOS 10 with powerful streaming options, track sync, and unmatched AirPlay and subtitle support. So you will like this. It has a really nice interface, precise controls, and silky smooth playback. So I myself sprung for the $12, the $13, and I am very happy with it. It works really, really well, and I've tried about six different formats. It just ate them up and played the movies flawlessly. So check that out. I know you're going to like that. There's no question about it. Now, this last app, I had a laugh when I read about it. I just thought, what a stupid thing. And then after I thought about it, you know what? It's not stupid at all. I'm sure that you've seen people when you're driving in the car, when you're walking on the street, and they're walking and texting. And I got to tell you, I did that only once. I was in Boston. It was about 3 years ago. And I was texting someone, and I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't watching where I was walking. I was deep into my text. And before I knew it, I missed the curb, and I went flying down, fell down, phone went flying. Everything was okay, including me. But that was the last time, honest to God, that was the last time I text while I was walking. I clearly can't do that. Henceforth, this app, and it's called Clearview, Walk and Text with Confidence. Or if you're from Boston, Walk and Text with Confidence. This is a cool app. What this does is it actually will create a backdrop from your rear view camera. So if you text like this, you'll actually see where you're going through your rear camera, and it will overlay the text, you know, your texting app. So as you're texting, you can see that car coming up to you and getting ready to run you over, and then you may or may not, it's your choice, to put the phone down and jump back, or hold the phone and jump back, or whatever. But it's a clever idea. And I think what it forces you to do is to see how dangerous it is, quite frankly, to do that. The other thing that's kind of weird, if you're texting and looking down like that, you're going to see the ground, and that might not be too cool. And also, if you're walking and seeing the where you're going in the background, I think it's in your peripheral vision, but it's better than not having it. I don't know. The app is free. I haven't tried it because I don't text and walk anymore. And let me know if you try it out and how you like it. It's a free app. You can't go wrong with the price, and if you don't like it, you could take it off. But it's definitely a clever thing to think about and perhaps to use. So again, let me know if you like that. I am extremely jet lagged. I was traveling, as I said, for the last 2 weeks, and I just got back from the East Coast late last night. I thought I would get the show out, but I got back later than planned. So I've been trying desperately to get the show out on Friday, which is not a usual thing for me. And next week I will be 100%, I promise you. Also, I have some new gadgets. We're going to do some rewiring here at the studio, and I think you're going to like what you see. So thank you so much for tuning in. And this is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. I'll see everyone next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.